All right, let's take the Mishnah. Mevayish is Aram. Can I read?
This Aji Hey Miskalin.
All right, so the Mishnah is defining the parameters of Boshas here. So he says that what? If you're Mevayish an Aram, or a Suma, or someone who's sleeping, you're Chayev. But if someone who's sleeping embarrasses somebody, he's Potter. How could he do that? Meaning, say what? What did he do? Meaning, he rolled over and slapped the guy. Whatever, he drooled on him. Right? A maaser that would be considered boshes. Correct? He's potter. All right. Nofel min agag v'hizik. Let's say he fell from the roof and he did damage. And boshes. So he's chayav on the nezik and he's potter on the boshes. Right, we touched on this in the beginning of the sugi, right? That the nezek, what type of a case is it talking about? So for the nezek, it doesn't matter, right? For the nezek, it doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter whether it was a ruach mitzuyah or a ruach shena mitzuyah. In any case, he's chayav on the nezek. But on the other things, on the sheves, ripui, and tsar, it's if it was only if it was a ruach mitzuyah. So he's a poshea. So even though he'd be chayev on the nezek and the tsar and the sheves and the ripoy, right, for being a poshea and putting himself in a situation that he knows is likely to cause him to fall off, he's not going to be chayev for the boshas. The boshas is separate. He's only going to be chayev for the boshas if he's mechavein. How could he be mechavein? Means to say that as he's falling, he spies a target and he moves himself so he lands on the guy. Okay, because the separate pasuk by the pasuk by Boshas has intent. All right, we'll have to come back. This is a whole sugi. We have to take the sugi up maybe Monday. You really got to go back to Chaf Zion for this sugi. To define, it comes out now there are three layers, there are three levels. Right? In terms of Nezek, it doesn't matter, even if it's a Ruach She'ena Mitzuyah, Chayav on Nezek. In terms of Sheves, Tsar, Ripoy, it's only if it's a Ruach Mitzuyah. And in terms of Boshes, it's only if you're Mechavan. Okay, we have to define these three. I wasn't sure which point to start on. So we'll have to come back to that. All right, I have to leave that for now. Monday, Blined, we'll take that. So yeah. All right. Anyway, so now we're going to go into the Gemara, though. Go ahead. Now Gemara wants to explore what it means to be mevayish and arum. Go ahead.
Tanur Rabban, vayishav arum chayav ve'ino dama vayishav arum levayishav lavush.
Okay, so if you're mevayish and arum, you're chayav, but it's not the same as if you was wearing clothes. Embarrassed him in the bathhouse. Yichayev, but it's not the same as in the market. Okay, go ahead.
Amar Mar, Baisho Orem Chayev, Orem Bar Boshusu.
Yeah.
Amar Papa.
All right, one second. Okay. So you're Mevayish and Orem. So the one wants to know how is it possible Yichayev? Is an Orem a Bar Boshus? Is an arm a bar boshes? All right. Yes. So what does Rashi say?
Arm bar boshes. Bitmiya. Kivan de makli lulech arum b'fnei bnei adam mihavi bar boshes.
Yes. Rashi learns it literal. That what? Since the guy walks around naked in front of people, he's not makbid about going around naked. So is he a barboshus? Is he a barboshus? He's not a barboshus. That's what I'm saying. He's not a barboshus. So you wouldn't be chayev. You wouldn't be chayev boshus to the guy.
Any boshus.
He's just not a person who is susceptible to the whole inyan of boshus. Not the inyan of boshus is inapplicable to him. This is very strange. This is very strange. You have to think about this.
Is that even when he has clothes?
Not Mustafa when he has clothes. Can you say he changed his mind? It's got to be that when he's in that. Yeah. Go ahead. And Beis HaMerchatz too. See, Rashi's Beis HaMerchatz is even stranger, according to Rashi. It's even more difficult. Because at least by the first guy, he's going publicly. Right? Beis HaMerchatz is a little harder to learn this pshat. But Rashi continues. Get what? Beis HaMerchatz.
Beis HaMerchatz, b'nei Adam omdim arumim v'en lahem boshes.
It's the locker room. So everybody stands around naked over there. And what? V'en lahem boshes. No one has boshes over there. No one has boshes there. So therefore what? You can do anything to the guy. And it's difficult. It's difficult pshat going to Rashi. Good. So what is your answer?
So Amar Papa, my Aram, Dasa Zika Karchinhu Lamanye, Dasa Hu Dolin Hu Tve.
So what happened? The wind came. Okay, and he came and lifted it further. And embarrassed him. Yeah. So in other words, he's not a gavro. He is makbid on his nakedness, right? He is makbid on his nakedness. But if he were a guy who walked around naked, you'd be potter. Well, that would be davar pashut. That would apparently be davar pashut. Right. We have to try to understand what the chiddush is over here. Go ahead. And what's Beis HaMerchatz?
So
he was. It was not a Beis HaMerchatz.
Rashi Beis HaMerchatz Chayev Beis HaMerchatz Bar Boshesu. Amrav Papa Shebisho Al Gav Hanar.
That apparently could be in any way, right? All right. It's a very difficult Gemara. It has Tosas learned. Let's get both pshat and then we'll come back and try to analyze it. Go ahead, has Tosas learned. Tosas doesn't like this whole pshat. Go ahead, Pirish Bekuntris.
Pirish Bekuntris. Kivini makvid lahalach arum b'tnei b'nei adam miha b'kalab avoshes.
Right.
The kashil of Pirisho, mashakasa b'parach of
Maishna the parach of Raisa.
Maishna the parach of Raisa. Havel l'nevrach amas nisin.
Yes, according to Rashi, the problem is that he's Aram. Right? And then the guy who's Aram doesn't care about his covered. Right? So he's not a Barboshus. So why did the Gemara have to ask on the Baisha Aram Chayev? Just had a kash, that's a Baisha. Could ask the Kashra of the Mishnah. Go ahead.
So near the parish, the masnisin lo parach, the pshita, the arim barboshesu, in roke kvo ositra. Of a lashon al brisa, mashmalei baisha arim, sheme baisha b'meshem galehu marinu.
Yes, according to from the Mishnah, there's no kasha. Because hamevayesh means what? What does hamevayesh mean? It means anything. Any maisa boshes. All maise boshes. So he says, just because a guy is naked doesn't mean that he's not a bar boshes if you'd spit on him, right? It would still be a degrading thing to spit on him or to slap him. So that's there's no kasha from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is just saying that if you spit on someone who's naked, it's boshes. That makes sense. The problem is the brisa. Because the brisa implies that what? That what? By show orum. What does that imply?
You did embarrass him by way of nakedness.
That's right. Hamivayesh es ha orum just means you did a maisa boshes to an orum. Right? So that's Dara Pasha, he says. That's no kasha. There's no kasha. You wouldn't say orum by boshes. Orum is a by boshes. Right? The problem is the brisa implies baisha aura means you made him naked. You embarrassed him by making him naked. It's not a mavayish es ha'orum. But you embarrassed him through nakedness. Okay. Go ahead.
Avodikatani. Ein doma baisha aurum le baisha lavush. Vimrokigbo o sitro
Right. In other words, this is a further proof that the Braisa is talking about embarrassing a naked guy with his nakedness, right? Because it says, and there's a big difference between someone who's arm and someone who's clothed. In other words, putting someone through the embarrassment of nakedness is different if you started out with the guy who was naked or guy who was clothed. So you see, but if it was talking about spitting in somebody, what's the difference? What's the difference if he's wearing clothes or if he's naked? It's the same thing. So that's why the Gemara asked on the Braisa, because the Braisa poses a problem. The Braisa is saying there's a Maisa Boshes of nakedness to the naked. So it's almost like a pshat question. Lukach parach. That's why the Gemara asked the question. Orim ba Boshes hu? Imhu orim hech harimo. Interesting Gemara, right? Interesting Tosis. It's not a question of the Gavra. It's a question of the Maisa. How could you do it? How could you uncover someone who's naked? Go ahead.
So Bahadur Katani Nami Gibraisa Baishu Besam Rechat Kaev Abaishu Arum Nami Kai Sharimu Besam Rechat.
Right. So that also means that you made him naked in the Beis HaMerchatz.
V'hashta asei shati. Had the pariach Beis HaMerchatz bar boshesu bar mimu seho.
Bar mume. That was in nakedness. Is a guy embarrassed in the Beis HaMerchatz?
V'halo derech me'adam yosarun in HaMerchatz.
Yeah, guy. That's what people do in the Merchatz. So Tosos is a big machlokas, Rashi and Tosos over here, right? What the Gemara's question is, and Tosos is a suffix over here. Let's just get all the facts straight. Go ahead. So the Gemara's answer: the Asazika.
The Asazika. Aval inhu atzmo dalinhu b'chaveru v'dalinhu tvei pater.
So literally, the Gemara is saying the wind came and blew up his clothes, and then what did you do? You added to it. So Tosis is not sure of it. Does that mean Dafka because it was an accident? But if he would have done it himself, and then you did it further, you'd be putter. Why? Because he's not makbid. Oshema orcha demilsa nakad dasazika. That's just the normal case. But in Achanami, if the guy did it to himself, you'd also be chayiv if you pulled it up further. Yeah. Okay, so what is going on over here? Well, why when we get the boshes do we entertain these strange questions? What is new over here? Something, what's the inyan? Forget about the particular machlokas. There's something, we have to understand the inyan of boshes that's susceptible to these questions. This havminas. Yeah. Tosa seems right over here. I mean, it's difficult according to Rashi. Why isn't it an extra thing? Doing an extra thing to the guy? Just because the guy doesn't care about being naked, I don't think anybody... that doesn't mean he's not makbid about being spit upon. It's a totally different phenomenon. The guy's an exhibitionist, whatever it is. But being spit upon, that's very degrading. What is the shaychus of... And also the whole Gemara, I mean, when you lift up the cloak a little further, are you doing more boshes? I mean, is that more boshes or isn't that more boshes? I mean, is it like if a guy is applying a certain amount of pain to himself, and then you apply more? So maybe he only wanted this much. I mean, every little bit more is a new thing, isn't it? I mean, why over here do we have this question? In other words, when the guy does more... Right. Well, what's the chiddush? It's extra. It's more than he was doing. I mean, like Gemara says later, you're not allowed to be. That there's no that just because you know. Is this like a case of like machila? I mean, we're talking about a case of machila. We're saying that the guy he doesn't like a guy is not makbid on his own nezek. Or is there something different over here? It's really tomorrow later, Mishnah later says you're not allowed to be, just because somebody does something to himself doesn't mean you can do it. That's totally different. Is it like a guy we say he doesn't mind getting, he likes pain, so I mean, is it that type of thing? That's just, you're doing it to him, but he's machal. What's the inyan over here? What's the question? All right, let's take Rashi. What do you say? In other words, what's unique over here is just what's unique over here is that the Gemara is entertaining the question of the phenomenon of boshes itself. Right? In other words, it's not like tsar. You wouldn't say just because a guy hurts himself, he's not a bar tsar. It's just as painful to him as just because he does it. Doesn't mean he's not a sentient being. Anyone say, he's not. No, we're not talking about like. Right? No, he does have the. It is. You still are mitzayer him. It's still the phenomenon of tsar. Here, the Gemara seems to be questioning whether the phenomenon exists at all. You know, so that's what I'm saying. It's a different analysis over here. It's a different question. Do you say there is the event of boshes? It's not saying, you know, the inyan of boshes somehow or other is different than the other things. You wouldn't say if a guy is a masochist, so maybe you'll say if I cut off his arm, whatever it is, I do something to him, maybe you'll say he's mochel. You wouldn't say it wasn't a maisa chavala. It was. Right? But he's mochel. But over here, it seems to be a question of whether he is a gavra of boshes at all. The phenomenon of boshes doesn't exist. The phenomenon of boshes is by definition, what are you saying, Daniel? It's all the other ones are personal, are individual. Correct? It's just in terms of the guf and the gavra himself. Either it's a machaser aver, or he's experienced a sense of pain, right? Or he's losing money, whatever it is. But boshes, they're saying boshes is different. Boshes, by definition, has to take into account circumstances. Right. It's a question of whether the phenomenon exists. You understand the difference between the two? It's not a question of mechila. It's a question of the phenomenon. That's why it's a different question. So according to Rashi, it seems that what? So what are you trying to say? The phenomenon of boshes is what? In other words, what can you say about a guy who walks around naked? What can you say about him? It reminds me of what? I mean, say this person has total disregard for social status, right? He has no regard for his social standing because he's going to walk around naked. He's saying, I have no regard for social standing because everyone knows he's going to be looked at like he's crazy. Right? So by spitting on him, it's true, it might be a bad experience for the person. Right? But it won't have any effect. This is what you were trying to go, right? It won't have any effect. But what? But apparently Rashi's learning that the inyan of boshes is in terms of the social, right? So if he has disregarded the social as a phenomenon, then he's not in the inyan of boshes. Inyan of boshes is changing him in terms of the society. Embarrassed is a bad word to use. Right. Will he feel bad? Yeah, he won't be happy. Will he be angry? Yeah. Will he? I don't know. A lot of things go through his mind. He's not going to sign up for it. But is he a bar boshes? You want to know? if you're a barbosh, saying only someone who has social standing can be a barboshus. Right? You have to have social standing to be a barboshus. You just have to have senses to be a bar tzar. But if you're not in the parsha of society, you're not in the parsha of losing societal status.
We're still saying that it goes by the guy's embarrassment without his.
What about the base of Merchatz? What about the base of Merchatz? That's difficult. Once you have the case of the base of Merchatz, it would seem the other cases that were pasher, right? I mean, it seemed like if in the base of Merchatz there's no boshes, certainly a guy who goes out of the base of Merchatz be no boshes. But it's not obvious the other way. Just because a guy is not makbid in terms of Leilech, how are they similar? It's difficult to see. How do you have two cases? The guy is not makbid to go Orem in front of people. That's not a barboshes. That I understand. But in the Beis HaMerchatz, ein lam boshes. So what does he mean?
I mean like the group itself removes itself from the
police.
Right. He's not talking about that particular guy anymore. He's saying, as a group, everybody walking around naked in the locker room, they've removed themselves from that type of care.
Yeah, I hear. I mean, like, reminds me of the Gemara in Kedushin says that you don't give cover in the Merchatz. Rebbe walks into the Merchatz, you don't stand up. It's not a makom of kavod. Seems Rashi's learning boshus and kavod as being in the same spectrum. The point is though that boshus also goes by where you're doing it. Has to be in front of people. Boshus has to be in front of people. So in the first case, he's in front of normal people. He's just in society. You invite him in public, right? So the public is the normal standard of society. So he has to be against the entire society in order to not be a maisa boshus outside. But he's saying in the Beis HaMerchatz, now you're only doing it in front of others, in the same group. That's a different group phenomenon. It's a different group phenomenon. We have to define a little bit more, though. But that's what you're trying to say. That in Beis HaMerchatz means among these people, the mice is occurring among these people. The other one, the Orem, is the mice is occurring in the whole society. So you have to say that he's connected to the whole society. Over here, you don't have to say it has to answer the makom, right? He has to show that he's not a barboshes of the people that he's being embarrassed in front of. In terms of the regular guy, in terms of the Orem, he's outside. You have to say he doesn't care about anybody. But in the Beis HaMerchatz, you don't have to go that far. You just have to say within this group. There's no social standing. It's not a place of social standing. Okay.
So the guy can change whether he could be susceptible to boshes or not at any given time.
No, it would be like if it was just in private. Base of America would be just like in private.
It sounds very strange, though, that like in a base of America, if someone spits on someone else, it seems to still be like...
Now, Tosis apparently learns that in terms of boshes, let's say the guy is naked, according to Rashi, right? So how does Tosis learn? That in terms of society, he's low, right? That's true. And he's removed himself from that whole measure. He's removed himself from the measure of society. Correct? So in terms of that inyan, he's not a bar boshes, right? So what is Tosis hold? So what is Tosis saying? Yeah. So why are you chai when you spit on him? Point Tosis.
There's a different inyanim of boshes, and being naked is only one inyan of boshes. But if he doesn't have spit all over him.
Meaning he's not going to remove you from the whole parsha.
So what's the parsha? So what's the parsha? Do they have different parshios? What's the parsha? I mean, what's the machlokas over here? I mean, you're right. Yeah, go ahead.
He's still a bar boshes for regular inyan. Just the inyan arimus, if he's totally naked, you can't make him any more naked. But if he's somewhat naked, you can make him more naked and embarrass him that way.
Right.
But essentially, he's still a bar boshes.
So what's the machlokas? But I mean, and it's true. But Rashi is saying he's not a bar boshes. I mean, it's a difficult machlokas. In terms of, they have to both be right, but they talk about these two different inyanim. In terms of Rashi saying, in terms of the societal view of this guy, because Rashi seems to be learning that unless the person is interested in kavod, boshes, according to Rashi, boshes seems to be like a miyat in kavod, to be mamayit bekvodo, right? So the guy is the type of guy who is not concerned about his He leaves the whole inyan of societal approval. So he's not a bar boshes, he's just not in that parsha. Correct? That makes sense. But what does Tosus say here?
According to Rashi, it doesn't matter whether Rashi experiences embarrassment, or it could be that someone who's naked, someone coming through him, his social status would be diminished. But Rashi says once he completely disregards one aspect of social status, he's looked up from the whole parsha. But Tosus is saying that we're going to judge each action based on that experience.
Tosus is saying we're going to judge each action based on that experience. So you mean say that what? He's going to
expose it. It's still a measure of diminishing the social stature. But, and that happens when you sit on an arum, it still does diminish the social stature. According to Rashi, yeah, it does, but he's completely looked up in the whole, since he completely disregards a certain aspect of social stature, and he's looked up in the whole country.
I don't see a clear... Rashi's saying... Well, let's just think about this clearly, honestly. Now, there's the guy. If you see a guy naked, okay, see a guy walking around naked. So, and then he gets spit upon, right? Does your view of him change?
Yes.
Huh?
Okay.
I hope he meant you were spitting on someone. Okay. So why is Rashi's wrong then? I mean, so isn't Rashi wrong? So why is he not a barboshes? And not only do society's view change about him, but he probably feels worse, right? He probably does feel bad.
Isn't it not that he is brought himself to a certain low point in society
Exactly. In other words, there's a difference between removing yourself from societal approbation. So is removing yourself from the measure of society, okay? That he himself says, I don't care about where I stand. Right, but whether you say that or not, that's not going to stop society from viewing you in different ways. You understand? They're both true. The person can remove himself. The person who goes around naked, he removes himself from society. Right, that's what he's doing. But that doesn't mean just because he does that, that doesn't mean that society looks at him the same whether he's spit upon or not. Right, when he gets spit upon, they'll look at him even lower. Correct? But he's only going to engage in the activity of being Aram because in general he doesn't care what society thinks. Right? So Rashi's saying that as long as you do a Maisa that undermines a basic norm of society, like Orem. Right? So you're mafkia. Once you mafkia yourself from the parsha, then you're not a barboshus. Right? Then you're not a barboshus. So, in other words, the mechayev for the inyan of boshes is in terms of removing him, or in terms of affecting him with regard to society. But if he himself doesn't care about the whole thing, then it's nothing. Right? But Tosus holds, it's what? Tosus holds, it's a maisa of, it doesn't have to do with that, it doesn't matter whether he removes himself from society or not, right? When you spit on him, lemaisa, that is still a degradation. Tosus is saying it's still like tsar. You can never fully get out of the thing. Since when you spit on the guy, society is going to look at him worse, you have created the effect. That is the tzura of the maisa. It still is the tzura of the maisa. The maisa is to affect the guy vis-a-vis society. Whether he removed himself from that barometer or not, that's a separate question. That's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference in terms of your effect on him with regard to how people look at him, right? So in other words, that's what the machlokas comes down to. We have to think about this a little more deeply. But question is, can you really, according to Rashi, the Gemara is exploring how boshes as an inyan is different from everything else. And it's something that you can be mafkia yourself from the whole parsha. Right? By saying that since boshes is in terms of how you measure up, if a person says, I don't care how I measure up, he's not subject to the whole parsha. Right? Even though every further maisa will lower him in how, in fact, he does measure up. You understand? But Tosus says, as long as it has an effect, that is the maisa itself. You can never remove yourself. It's just like tsar. There's no difference. The Gemara over here, according to Tosus, the Mishnah and it's really the Braisa. The Braisa is that's not the question here at all. It has nothing to do with there's nothing new. There's nothing special about boshes in terms of the inyan. You can't remove yourself from the inyan of boshes because it's a maisa. It's a maisa just like anything else. The maisa here is not totally internal. It's not like Nezek and Tsar, where the phenomenon occurs within the gavra. Here, the phenomenon occurs without the gavra. But the phenomenon is just as absolute. You understand? Whereas Rashi holds the whole inyan, since the whole inyan is in terms of how he is viewed by society, if to him that's not a value, then he's just not in the parsha. Well, let's think about it a little more. I think this is, yeah, you understand? Let's think about this a little more. Let's see if we can work out the math too.